From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The White House says Iraqi security forces have the will to fight. The White House says the Iraqi military mission to take back Ramadi from the Islamic State and drive militants from Anbar province clearly indicates the Iraqis do have the will to fight. Spokesman Josh Earnest Wednesday said that forces that ceded control of the provincial capital to the Islamic State group last week had not been trained by a U.S.-led coalition.
So we would expect that forces that are augmented by U.S. and coalition-trained troops, forces that are augmented by local fighters from local Sunni tribes and from the Popular Mobilization Force will be able to improve the performance of the Iraqis on the battlefield against ISIL.
He welcomed Baghdad's announcement of its intention to retake the city. His comments follow those Sunday by Defense Secretary Ashton Carter, who said the Iraqi retreat from Ramadi reflected an unwillingness to fight. In Burundi Tuesday, early morning gunfire in the capital Bujumbura raised concerns among people for their own safety. This man, identified only as Claude, says police use threats to kill us. Protesters, he says, are not armed, and he fears going to work because of the presence of armed police in the neighborhood. Many roads are blocked and businesses closed following a month of protests against President Pierre Nkurunziza's bid to seek a third term in next month's election. At least 20 are believed to have been killed in those protests. Meanwhile, Reuters reports members of the East African community will meet Sunday in Dar es Salaam to discuss the Burundian crisis. A government spokesman Tuesday said Burundi is deeply concerned by diplomatic activity that undermines the country's institutions and constitution. This is VOA News. A UN-brokered peace conference for war-torn Yemen has been postponed after Yemen's president said Houthi rebels were not meeting demands for withdrawal. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has asked his special envoy to postpone the talks planned for Thursday in Geneva. His spokesman is Stefan Dujarric.
Obviously, the restarting of the political track remains of primary importance to the Secretary General. I think we just have to take a look at the ongoing suffering that we're seeing in Yemen, the lack of access to aid, the lack of access to fuel to deliver that aid, which should force all of us, whether it's the United Nations and all the parties involved, to redouble our efforts to sit down around the table and to reach a comprehensive political agreement.
The UN estimates violence in Yemen has killed more than 1,000 civilians and that there is a risk for the conflict to spread further in the region. A heat wave across India has left more than 1,000 people dead, and forecasters expect the punishing conditions to persist through the coming days. Raghu Nanadan Rao is district administrator in Andhra Pradesh state.
With the temperature reaching to 47 to 48 degrees Celsius too, even some areas. Now the people have been advised through various mediums of communication to take adequate precautions in this regard. Mainly, not to venture out into the open during the hot sun.
Hospitals are seeing a large number of patients suffering from sunstroke and dehydration, prompting officials to urge people to stay indoors. The Afghan government says an all-night siege in a Kabul neighborhood ended early Wednesday with the deaths of four heavily armed attackers. A statement says no civilians or military personnel were wounded. The target of the attack, apparently a guest house in a neighborhood with embassies and foreign companies. Libya's internationally recognized Prime Minister Abdullah El-Thani survived an apparent assassination attempt Tuesday. A government spokesman said unknown gunmen fired at the Prime Minister's car after he left the Parliament building in the eastern city Tobruk. A bodyguard was wounded. At least 37 are dead after the Islamist radical group Boko Haram assaulted a town in northeast Nigeria. Gunmen attacked the Borno state town of Gubbio late Sunday, setting off gun battles with security forces lasting through the night and destroyed hundreds of buildings, including mosques and schools. Meanwhile, at least 23 were killed in Benue in central Nigeria in the latest clash between mostly Muslim Fulani herdsmen and largely Christian agrarian groups. African Union observers Tuesday said Ethiopia's parliamentary election held Sunday was credible despite some irregularities, including ballot boxes that were not empty before the voting began. Initial results are expected this week, with the final tally expected in June. The opposition, which has only one seat in the parliament, has accused the ruling Ethiopian People's Revolutionary Democratic Front of crushing dissent, limiting free speech, and muzzling the press. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.